It's the Real Estate Podcast, brought to you by ANZ Home Loans for financial well-beings.
Hey, welcome back to another episode of the Real Estate Breakfast. Yes, into a weekend. It's been a funny sort of a week, this one. Of course, Anzac Day happening on Thursday. We are covering, as you know, the very latest in property news, heard on iHeartRadio, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, as well as Amazon. And we are up to April the 27th for our Saturday morning. Now, I see that Prime Minister Anthony Albanese has this week been talking again about the Home Keeper program that he was proposing last year. This is aiming to aid mortgage-stressed homeowners, which could be you, and the program could make direct mortgage payments to banks up to a $25,000 ceiling in exchange for a government equity stake in a property. This approach is particularly beneficial for lower income families without financial safety nets. And let's face it, there are many people that are in that situation. So hardly surprising that some politicians are seeing this as a potential way to alleviate mortgage stress. And since I said those two words, mortgage stress, I think that's a good endpoint to introduce Anthony Landell, Managing Director and Finance Broker at Equilibria Finance, because, of course, Anthony knows a thing or two about mortgages. And good morning to you, Anthony. How are you doing on this sort of abbreviated week?
Yeah, good morning, Craig. I'm doing well, mate. Obviously, Anzac Day is a big day for everybody. So we obviously had the shorter week with Anzac Day on Thursday. But yeah, doing well. I think some mortgage stress is relevant with cost of living pressures, but pleasingly, mortgage stress is probably not as large as previously thought may be arising. So most mortgage holders are in reasonably good shape, which is good news, notwithstanding, obviously, cost of living pressures, and some households are genuinely struggling out there.
Now, I want to ask you the question, do you think that the government should be getting into this whole realm of taking an equity share in a property? What do you think?
No, is what I think. Look, to cut to the chase, you asked me a direct question. There's a direct answer. So, look, my concern about it is the government having an equity share in someone's private property. I don't disagree with the sentiment around trying to help some of those lower income earners, those struggling with deposits. And there's a lot of programs already out there, state government programs about first home buyer grants. There's stamp duty exemptions. There's the first home loan deposit schemes. I am cautious around the government taking an equity share, an ownership share in a property. For example, what happens if the property owner wants to do improvements? What happens when the property owner sells? Does the government share in some of that capital gain? I'm really concerned about that sort of issue where governments get too involved in, I suppose, people's private affairs and lives, but also having an equity stake in a property, I believe, could create problems down the track when people are trying to do improvements or sell the property and stuff like that.
Yeah, it is no doubt about it a contentious issue for sure. Let's have a look at the latest Domain House Price Report. Now, this was released this week with Capital City median house prices. Now, they're achieving new growth numbers. And in addition to all of that, there is some talk about a longer than expected pause by the RBA on the rate rise. So first off, Anthony, what's the Domain House Price Report telling you about these median property prices across Australia at the moment?
Yeah, this is pretty hot off the press, and it covers each major capital city around what growth have we seen, what are the median house prices. So Sydney has cracked the $1.6 million as for a median house price. That's growth of over 11% in the last 12 months. In March 23, it was 1.465. March 24, the median house price in Sydney was 1.627. So that's the median price just to get into the market. We've seen similar growth in Brisbane. It's had an annual change of 12.5%. Its median house price is now about $925,000. Adelaide's median house price is now up to $900,000. It's grown about close to 16% in the last 12 months. And Perth has grown a whopping 16.6% in terms of its annual change in the median house price, going from $667,000 up to $770,000, increasing by $100,000. Melbourne and Canberra a little bit more subdued around the 1% mark, but that's some really solid growth in some of those major capitals in houses. Just to get into the market in Sydney, median price is now over 1.6 million. Brisbane, Adelaide, heading towards the $1 million mark. So some really challenging stuff out there for home buyers.
Boy, is it ever. I mean, you look at those numbers, one thing is very, very clear, and that is wages don't have any chance of trying to keep pace of all of that. All right, we'll come back in just a moment. We will talk more about property, and that is with Anthony Landau after this.
Explore new property destinations where you could live with exclusive interviews covering real estate news and market insights.
Well, we know that borrowing capacity, especially over the last year to a year and a half, has been going backwards. We mentioned not so long ago that new data is telling us that there is this surge in deceptive practices on home loan applications. What are people doing? Well, they are altering payslips, editing bank statements, and omitting expenses. And this is happening by individuals desperate to secure a property. Fabricating documents poses significant risks, potentially voiding contracts or leading to fraud charges. The ease of creating counterfeit documents online these days, of course, is a lot easier than what it was 10 years ago, and it's exacerbating the issue, complicating lenders' detection efforts. So no matter what your situation is, don't be tempted to do that.
Remember, we are not a real estate company. We are 100% all about increasing your awareness and knowledge for buying and selling properties.
And it is a Real Estate Saturday across your weekend. We are talking to the mortgage king himself, Anthony Landau. Just before the break, we were talking about just how expensive these regions are, including Perth, including Adelaide and Brisbane. And of course, the big ticket item is Sydney. And what are you seeing in terms of similar growth in the unit market at the moment?
Yeah, well, units similarly have had strong annual change and strong growth. Part of that is because people can't afford houses anymore. They're looking at units, they're looking at different ways of living. Obviously, investors also find units attractive, but there's been some incredible growth in units. Brisbane's annual change has been 17%. Their medium unit price is now $550,000. We've seen growth of 16.9% in Adelaide, Perth over 17%. Sydney a little bit more subdued, their annual growth 6.1% for the median unit price. But a median unit price now in Sydney is over $800,000. Median house price in Sydney over 1.6 million, so it's double. But even so, $800,000 unit price is the median in Sydney, which is quite a barrier to entry for many home buyers.
Here's a question for you, because you've got people coming into you, into your office day in, day out, and I suggest that with these five consecutive quarters of growth, they're looking at you across the desk and saying, Anthony, what is going on? Why is this pricing out of control? So when somebody asks you that, do you have a sort of legitimate answer to follow the question up with?
Yeah, the big challenge in Australia is the undersupply of housing. Fundamentally, there's not enough houses or units, and we're not building them quick enough. We talked in the last session around we need to be constructing about 300,000 houses a year, and we're going backwards. Last year was about 163,000. We've got record migration numbers. On the flip side, demand's still quite strong. There's quite a lot of activity. There's a lot of people who've realised a lot of equity gains through COVID, through all this growth. So they may be less sensitive to interest rates. They're upgrading with a larger deposit. So they might have a bigger buffer to facilitate a purchase. There's the bank of mum and dad helping first home buyers, and investors are coming back in the market. And these immigrants who are coming out in record numbers, 500,000, 600,000 a year, are either looking at rentals or they're looking at purchasing houses as well. So we got chronic supply shortage. There's no quick fix on the horizon for that. And we've got demand still being active through those factors I've just discussed. That's keeping house prices growing. We've had, as you said, five consecutive quarters of house price growth again. And there's no reason to believe that growth's going to slow down with the demand we're seeing and also with the restricted supply. We just cannot build the houses and the units quick enough.
Now, of course, you mentioned the five consecutive quarters of growth. You only have to go back to last year, sticking with consecutive growth, and that was the RBA jacking up, of course, the cash rate. Boy, a lot of consecutive month on month on month. And of course, people got very used to hearing you, Anthony, delivering us that news hot off what was coming out of the RBA. Now, the interest rates, as I mentioned, there is this talk of a longer than expected pause or even an increase. I've got that as a question mark. Surely not an increase. What are you feeling?
Yeah, well, there was a lot of media talk and probably political pressure around the RBA easing, but the economic data that's coming out just doesn't support that. We've had US inflationary data that's showing that they're not bringing inflation down as strongly as they expected. We've got strong employment markets in Australia. So what? But while inflation's heading in the right direction, we're still a fair way from the RBA's targets. We've got strong data around consumer sentiment. We've got strong data around business growth. So it's not out of the question that the RBA would be thinking, hey, we're not slowing this down enough. We're not getting the slowdown that we may have expected with these interest rates. So it might be that we're looking at the lowering of the rates moves more into calendar year 2025, not as early as some economists may have thought around September, October, November. And to be frank, I wouldn't be surprised if the RBA will discuss is another rise what's required to slow this economy down. I think there's some more murmurings around maybe an increase is as likely or more likely than a decrease over the next 6 months, with the decrease potentially being now pushed back to 2025.
Gee, there's going to be a lot of people just crying over that, and I'm with them. If there is no easement on the rate in 2024 and we're looking at 2025, as always, there's a ton of thought-provoking information from you this morning, Anthony. I guess you should get out once again on that surfboard of yours, ease the stress load and chill out.
Yeah, that sounds like a good idea. Get out and have a bit of a relax for the rest of the day, being a Saturday. A lot of auctions going on, solid clearance rates, so it'll be back into the thick of it come Monday morning, no doubt about that.
Don't navigate the real estate market alone. Let us help guide you in the world of real estate every day. Make better informed decisions with the latest news and insights.
They're still paying 54% of their income on rent, and that's a low income. It's just completely unsustainable.
There's no easy fix to this, as we know, but one of the big problems is the issue of wealth inequality. And I think the report just highlights the fact of just how big of a problem the crisis is when it comes to inequality.
What tends to happen is, obviously, we hear about it all the time. It's the bank of mum and dad. You know, if you have the ability to either get your parents to go guarantor for you on a mortgage or to lend you money or give you money, you are much more likely to be able to enter the property market. People who are locked out of the property market are not able to build their wealth anywhere near as quickly or buy as much as people who were given a leg up to enter the property market.
We connect you to the best real estate information across Australia, The Real Estate Podcast.